This first song is called Little Sunshine. Ready? This next song is called Interstate, and it's basically a road song. Good old American road song. Ready?
Your eyes, take a break. Sometimes you forget history's made of mistakes. They say it makes you a man, this make or break day to day. But I'm worn from the rules, ready to blow the keys from the boat. just go now. On the time I'm not in a state. Draw me a line straight. Start me again. It's not too. That's when I saw you standing up on that overpass, looking down the headlights that brought on his glasses. What the hell are you doing up there? The ghost on the road. Ghost on. Stop hoping for holes to open up and swallow me. But I'd soon disappear, hidden by night, out on the road where everything's lit from the inside. I would just drive, I would just drive. One time I'm not in a state.
Same time. It's better. It makes it seem like you're a band. yeah, that's work for that. So this next song is called Dora. Not the Explorer. No. No. Different Dora altogether. Cut his wig.
Hey, my Dio, dove il naso da me? Hey, my Dio, dove il naso da me?
But not as good at ending somehow.
We'll fix it in post.
Just do your magic. Okay, I have to switch guitars real quick. I can do this without getting tangled up in the wires. Knocking over expensive equipment.
Well, at least it's your expensive equipment. I want to know if the sleds on the walls, they had these little round
plastic sleds all over the place. And I'm wondering if those are decoration or emergency escape vehicles.
A little of both.
I like efficiency.
Yeah.
they're sonic emergency escape vehicles. Too. That helps as well. All right. This song is called Me and You. Ready? Oops, sorry.
Never had a plan. So lifting your eyes and falling again.
Next song's called Bangin' Away. And it's I won't talk about it.
We can talk about it in a minute.
We'll talk about it later. If I was pure, fresh laid snow on the ground, Prospect Park, I'd be there. And a blue-green gaze instead of here, in this hot, dark place. And I know, and I'm sorry, I left you hanging high and dry. I went off to chase my latest, shot it up, brand new life. Now I'll try. Banging away. I'm banging away. I'm banging away.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And right now I'm live in Studio 2A with the Introverts. Thanks so much for coming in tonight, guys.
Thanks so much for having
us.
So let's start off with introductions. We'll hear who's in the room and what you're doing.
I'm Daniel. I play drums.
I don't know if I can. There
you
I'm
are.
Daniel, and I play drums. I'm the drummer.
He comes and goes.
Yeah, you know, in and out.
Yeah.
I'm Mark Taylor. I play guitar, and write a little music.
And I'm Hogue Day, and I play guitar and I sing.
And Hogue right. writes lots of music.
And I have to say, I was very fortunate to come across you guys because of Laurie Starr, who made the introduction. And I believe it was at the Boneyard Project, which was
That was so
great.
Cool. That was such a cool thing.
Yeah, it really was. But I was so happy that Laurie brought you guys to my attention, and I'm glad we could get you in tonight.
Yeah,
thank you.
So tell me about the history of the band. How long have you been together?
So this is a leading question. It's a funny question. The current joke I tell is that that Mark and I got together the year Dan was born and started practicing because we knew a great drummer had been born and we had to be ready. Yeah, but the truth is actually that Mark and I met years ago. He says actually that we met at my house at a jam session with some friends.
But that's what I say.
I don't remember it, but
it was a good jam session.
It was really good. But we were both in an artist cooperative, dinnerware artist cooperative, years ago. Mark was a photographer and multimedia artist, and I was a painter at the time. And we just started playing together, and kind of one thing led to another. And
And then there was the Exodus. Hogue was in New York for a long time.
Yeah, so there's a big hole there where I moved to New York for about 11 years.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, kind of put up. Yeah.
It's like Jesus.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Came back.
Yeah,
I came back.
Did some carpentry.
What's the problem?
Right.
Yeah, a little carpentry.
As long as you return.
Yeah.
So have you always performed, when the two of you performed together, has it always been under the name The Introverts, or has this been a recent incarnation?
It started out as a joke, essentially, because we were too shy to basically leave Mark's garage or wherever else we were playing. And that went on for years, frankly. And we wrote like reams of stuff and never played it in front of anyone. So the name just kind of stuck. And I don't know. It's partly laziness, too, because we agree that band names are sort of...
They're pretty much all lame, right?
Yeah,
it's true.
How many good ones are there?
You can't win.
And as a general rule, I think the cooler you think your band's name is, the worse lame it probably
yeah,
be.
Kind of, yeah. It's funny, I was thinking about the Beatles recently. Like, I must have been stupid, but I never really got the pun. Like, the Beatles?
Wait, they don't spell Beatle like
Wait
that.
Wait a minute.
How do you spell
and
Beatle?
And then I realized, oh, that's really stupid. Like, who would? It's like the Rhythmos or
made
something.
A typo.
Yeah.
And just so you know, there are listeners all out there in Radioland who just had the same realization.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not alone.
So now you've fulfilled your public service requirement.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So no more PSAs this hour.
Well, there'll be a support group. I'll start it next week.
So Daniel, how long have you been playing with them?
Well, we were playing, I think like a year ago, we kind of started, and then, you know, we played for a couple months. And I got, you know, involved in some other stuff. And then currently, I think with, you know, the current playlist and stuff, we've been going... I don't know, like six months?
Months?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Like
yeah,
so pretty
yeah.
steady for a while. A
couple
now.
Months, yeah.
I got back
out.
Here in what, May or June? Yeah, I went back to grad school in Tempe,
and at ASU, the devil school.
Boo.
Boo hiss. I had to.
But we took him back into the fold, regardless.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't my choice. Yeah. I made a deal. And got back in May, and then we sort of started up again.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I was struck by, I've had a couple bands in over the last few months, you being the second one, I guess. You have the two-guitar drummer lineup. Huh. Which I really like a lot, but I'm always curious, is it the result of a conscious decision that you don't really want bass in there, or are you too introverted to put up an Craigslist for a bass player? What was the rationale there?
It's probably a mix of both, but no, it's funny. I think when we started playing with Daniel, we kind of considered a bassist, but it sounded okay to us, I think. Mm-hmm. And my guitar playing tends to be on the low end. I just have a lot of low end in my amp and my guitar, mm-hmm. and it just seemed like it was kind of covered.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a lack of musical imagination. I don't I hope not. But we were just kind of satisfied. And, mm-hmm. and I think also just keeping a band going and meeting, it adds a layer of complication. That
it's hard enough with three people.
Yeah.
The more people, the more fistfights.
So. Yeah. It
gets ugly.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you ending the tyranny of the bass player who is but no, yeah.
And now there are thousands of bass players out there that are gunning for you now, Matt.
Yeah. I'll have a boycott on my hands.
Exactly.
So if folks want to catch the Introverts live, do you have any upcoming shows on the calendar?
We do.
Amazingly.
Yeah. Strangely enough.
Good timing.
We're at the
Funny
Hut
you should ask.
On Wednesday at 11 p.m. Unfortunately, it's kind of late, but, drink some Red Bull or something and coming out. But that's the most immediate gig we have. Yeah.
Cool. And
That's Wednesday.
Did I say Wednesday? Did I say 11 p.m.? Yeah.
And if people want to keep track of what you're doing in the future, is there mm-hmm. any way, do you have any presence online or anything like that they can keep track of?
We have a website called theintroverts.net. Theintroverts, all one word, .net. You can catch up to us there. And, we individually have Facebook pages. We haven't done the band Facebook page yet. So someday.
One day, when you come out of your shell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I know you've got a lot of music to cram in tonight, which I'm very excited about. So we'll try to keep the talking to a minimum here. We'll play another set of songs and then talk in a bit. But you're tuned into Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt, and I am with the Introverts right now, live in Studio 2A.
Yeah, and we're tuned up. Doesn't get much more live than having your guitar go out of tune.
Or miss a chord or two, like some of us did last song. Okay.
That didn't happen.
They didn't need to know that.
Don't say that out loud. All right. This song's called Falling on Me. Thank you. of last year's Christmas lights, shining on me. Next song is called Peter Mikhailov, and Mark actually wrote the music for it, and his wife Pamela is a poet, and she wrote a great book called A Bruised Light, which is a compilation of her work, and we adapted one of her poems for this song, so it's the lyrics are by Pamela Portwood. Oh, and the song's about Peter the Great. That's the. Among the shipwrights, eating as we do, learning the carpenter's trade. Hands are up from the axe and the lathe, shoulders thin from the way he can lift. There's no cordwood, but his eyes are the eyes of a die. Team traitors
sky's great height. The war on the right side of his face. Chicken and twitching, left arm and face. Peter Michaela. Peter Michaela. With no cord with, but his eyes are the eyes of a man who sent soldiers to die.
Next song is called Paper Thin.
walking in the warm spring light. Too full to move, too tired to care. Lost the list of things I had to do. Close my eyes and some breeze blew me here, 'cause I'm paper thin. I'm paper thin. Yeah, I'm paper thin.
Star, and it's sort of a procrastination fantasy, an elaborate procrastination fantasy, a cinematic elaborate procrastination fantasy. Okay, all right.
Are you procrastinating?
So just keep it. Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's like when you say it's all about the condiments. It's all about the procrastination. All right.
Tell me how to speak. Oh. I'm sleeping in dear, drawing you pictures. Made you a message. It's got a wrapped paper. In comes the morning. Out goes the season. Monday is calling.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with the Introverts. Thanks again for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having us, Matt. We're happy to be here.
So you can catch the Introverts Wednesday night at the Hut at 11 o'clock, and also check out their website at theintroverts.net. We've got about 10 minutes left on Locals Only. If you'd like, we can blast on through and you can squeeze a few more in, or we can talk for a few minutes and you can do two more. It's up to you.
We can talk a little. We're social.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk for a few minutes. And then
we're the extroverts.
Songs.
We're working on it. You know?
There you go. Bring you out of your shell a little bit.
Yeah.
I know that I've heard some demos that you guys have. Mm-hmm. Do you have any plans to put out a formal release at some point soon?
We would love to. We're just sort of at this point kind of saving up to do that and hoping to we're really kind of just getting rolling in a way. So we're hoping to play out more and kind of get more settled into the material and get really super solid on it and get right back into the studio.
Yeah, I think it's good for a recording to have worked the tunes out live for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Really get them nailed.
And from past collaborations together, have you recorded any of this material in another life, or is this all totally new stuff?
Some of this stuff's been around a while.
Yeah. I was gonna say, when I was an Egyptian princess, I cut this great thing at Luxor Studios. I don't know if you know it, but it's a good place.
Yeah, the Pharaohs recorded there.
Yeah.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Yeah. We haven't. Mark was in another band called The Stellas for how long, Mark? Like 6 years?
About 10 years.
That's 10 years. Long time. So it was basically when I left.
Had to do something.
Stella started up.
Started seeing other bands.
They had a couple CDs out, right? At least two.
Yeah, we did two.
Yeah. And we actually wrote some of the lyrics for the second album, mm-hmm. and so we collaborated on
some of
that
by distance. Yeah, we continued to work on songs together.
Yeah,
that the other band performed.
And for most of these songs, is the writing process collaborative, or do most of them start with one of you?
Oh hell no, we can't be in the same room together.
All this aggravation. I don't know. We used to be such good friends. No. Recently I've been writing most of the stuff. A few of the tunes Mark writes music for. I generally write all the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And lately I've been writing a lot of tunes. I kind of had a backlog of tunes that I wrote, you know, sort of in exile.
He brought them back from the desert. Yeah. I mean, New York.
Yes, in my cramped New York apartment. That's kind of the way it's been. We were also just talking actually before the show. Daniel actually writes beats and does electronic music, and we were talking about collaborating with him on some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Introduce some hip-hop into the mix.
Some hop hip.
Hip-hop?
What's it called?
That rap music, that rap crazy music. Stuff that you're listening to.
Yeah, he's going to take us into the 21st century soon, I think.
See about that.
Yeah.
Any day now. So hopefully we'll hear from you when you've got some recordings out coming soon. And
definitely.
If folks want to check that out, theintroverts.net. And then, of course, this Wednesday night at the Hut. Anything else that we want to add? Any plugs or dedications that we need to squeeze in before we...
Well, actually, I told my sister. My sister's doing some set painting. She's a scenic designer. And I'm also a painter, and sometimes I pitch in and help her do stuff. And so this next song goes out to her. It's called Ready to Paint.
Perfect. All right. So the Introverts are going to play us until 10 o'clock, and then Bob Girth will be standing by with The Hub. Thanks for tuning in to Locals Only.
day. On the ground outside.
This next song is called Hero. Bother me now, like the bite of night. How's that feel? You get all you need, some more. You could be living next door, I might never know. Married up so tight with the guy with the truck, with the tooth hanging out of the back. Hero, hero, where are you now? When we need you, need you. Shoulders, strange advice, and I, like a zero. Don't make me say how much I need you, need you. Touch of your skin and I'm spinning just right again. Talking it out, well, there's nothing left inside. You could go all night holding me down till I broke into all of my parts. Don't
everything put back in its place. If I built this house, adventurous, there'd be plenty of space. No more heroes when we're living here alone. When we're